We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 23rd of October, 2010. I started off this program by telling you folks that the Fed is now in the process of doing what they call quantitative easing, round number two of quantitative easing. And recently, it was reported by Reuters that one Fed official was saying that $100 billion a month could be pumped into the bond market. And, you know, folks, these numbers, just the amount of money that we're talking about here being created out of thin air, it's just staggering. It's just astounding to even try to wrap your brain around this. And yet these things are just so commonplace today. So we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the mortgage mess with Bob Chapman. Bob attended Northeastern University, majoring in business management. He spent 3 years with the U.S. Army counterintelligence, mostly in Europe. He's resided in various parts of the globe, and he was a stockbroker from 1960 to 1988. He actually owned his own brokerage firm for 18 years, served over 6,000 clients when he retired. And then in 1991, June of 91, he began writing the International Forecaster newsletter. He's been doing so ever since, going strong, recently had a birthday, and he's just going strong. We have to admire his tenacity and his diligence at getting the word out about this stuff, and I appreciate his expertise. Bob, welcome back to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, and I enjoy doing it, and I'm no longer 74.
Well,
that's one way of putting it.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to give out your age.
What's that?
I didn't know if you wanted me to give out your age. I kept quiet on that.
At this point, it's like the never-ending story, I guess.
That's right.
But the importance of it is that I love doing what I'm doing. I've trained for it for over 50 years. And I'm able to reach millions and millions of people. I mean, yesterday I had 9 programs. I've never had that many in one day.
That's amazing.
And
I don't know how you find time to write the newsletter with all the radio that you do.
Actually, I get up at 3:30 or 4, and I usually get 2 to 3 good hours in before I, you know, have to do something else.
That's amazing.
So it works okay.
Yeah, great. Hey, let's get into this mortgage mess when we get back from the break, because this just is incredible to see this all take place. Hey, folks, stay with us. We got a 3-minute break, and we'll come back with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Stay with us.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and his website is www.intforecaster.com. It's intforecaster.com. I highly encourage you to check it out. It's linked up with governamerica.com. And by the way, if you'd like to call, I'm going to be opening the phone lines a little later on in the hour. It's important that you jump on board early. Please don't wait until we're about to go off the air and then start stacking up the calls. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, Bob, let's get into this mortgage mess. You know, as I see it, and I know I've heard you say before, and some of the stuff you've written, I mean, this thing is so huge, so massive, so giant, that this, if we didn't have all the other financial chicanery going on, it looks to me like this thing in and of itself could potentially be of the magnitude to bring down the entire system. Can you explain for our listeners who don't know how this whole thing works about the MERS database and how this mortgage thing, why it's so relevant?
Well, first of all, the banks knew that they were making loans they shouldn't have made. And at the same time, they were doing overall lending in a profligate way. Historically, banks under the fractional banking system have lent dollars for every dollar they had in deposit. During those times, 2005, '06 in particular, they went 70 times. Unheard of. Really unheard of. The idea was to print as many loans as possible. Whether they were payable or the people could make the payments or not, it was irrelevant. The quality was irrelevant because they then took them and they put them inside of bonds. It's called securitization. And in those bonds, they had not only mortgages, thousands of them, but they also had pieces of bonds. They would carve the bonds up and put some here and some there in order to bring about a level of comfort that the buyer wanted. And the rating agencies, S&P's, Moody's, and Fitch, they gave them AAA ratings for the most part. They weren't AAA ratings. I've seen some experts say they were A. Well, I got news for you. They were BBB. It's a difference between a 10 being best and a 4. And 60% of those bonds were placed overseas, and mostly in Europe, and the rest in the United States, pension, profit sharing, you know, big institutional buyers, states, retirement plans. And so what happened was that these bonds went out, and the owners found out that, gee, these bonds aren't AAA, they're less than that. So the bond market started having them trade not at par, which is 1,000, but at 800 or 700. And when they get into some of these, they got to see that some of them were worth 15 and 20 cents on the dollar. Now, during the ensuing 5-6 year period, and particularly in the last 3 years, people have been getting foreclosed upon because they couldn't make their payments.
Right.
And some of them have gone through the legal system, and a judge has recently declared that they could not have and should not have been foreclosed upon because they could not prove, they, the lender, that they actually, in fact, own the house. And when they wrote these securitized bonds that they wrote, they didn't identify where things were in the bond. Nobody knew where the paperwork was, and nobody had a deed. They all got lost in the shuffle, so to speak. Now, when this is going on, they had to find a way to track everything down, so they created MERS. And when you do foreclosure from one state to another, you have to have a notarization process and a whole line of documentation. And they weren't doing that. And MERS was set up illegally. It has no legal standing whatsoever.
So that's, MERS, just for clarification, I don't know if we said it or not, but that's the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, right?
Right. And so it essentially ended up, and I don't know that that was their intention, but being a bogus front. And then within the structure, they had these foreclosure mills, so to speak. The bank couldn't be bothered running around doing that stuff themselves, so they hired attorneys who hired people to do that. And they were falsifying everything and committing fraud. And it's been discovered. And not only that, these foreclosure organizations discovered in their process that the REMIX, as they're called, were using mortgages to be loaned to a multiplicity of parties at the same time, which is, of course, illegal. It's fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it would be 10 or 20 people that would think that they owned the same mortgage. I mean, the depth of this is unbelievable. And, of course, number one, the media, which is controlled by the powers behind government, that control government is holding this tidal wave of problems back because we have an election coming in another week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want it to taint the election in as much as the Democrats are in desperate shape. And after the horrible things that they've done for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and they don't want any worse than it is. They'll lose the House and probably the Senate as well. And I think that after that happens, the public will slowly become aware of what's going on. And I think eventually everybody who does have a mortgage probably could finally stop paying their mortgage and say, I own the house.
You say everyone that currently has a mortgage?
Sure. Why not? I had an attorney yesterday
mm-hmm.
send me a copy of a letter that he sent suing the mortgage company and demanding all the paperwork in conjunction with his mortgage plus a copy of the trust deed,
mm-hmm.
you know, the deed of property.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the exact term for it. And so once this starts, it'll spread all over the country if, in fact, B of A or Wells or J.P. Morgan Chase or Citigroup, if they can't come up with the actual ownership papers, people are going to stop paying because they don't know who they're paying to. And if they don't have the deed, and these parties who have borrowed and are paying back on a mortgage loan, let's say they paid the whole thing off, and they asked for the deed, and they said, well, we don't have it. So nobody knows who owns what.
Actually, like, I think I've actually heard somebody, I think you were on with John Stettmiller one day, and there was a caller that called in and actually had that very thing happen. He said, I've got it paid off.
Correct.
They're not pursuing me, but yet they haven't sent me the paperwork showing that I own it either.
Well, he paid cash, and it had been about 6 months, and he didn't have a deed, so that means he does not own that house. When after that program, I call my daughter up. She paid cash for a house, and I said, do you have it? Oh, she said, it's sitting right in the safe, blah, blah, blah. And so that's terrific. My daughter's got the... But that happened 6 or 7 years ago, and these problems weren't incumbent then. I just wanted to double-check. But the point is, you're right, and the gentleman's right. Now, he paid for a house. He paid cash. And he doesn't own it yet.
Hmm.
So,
you know, and... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The problems are monumental. Now, I got to let you in on a secret.
Okay.
And this is going to happen in the future. I don't know when, but it's going to be a bigger problem because it's going to be in the trillions as well as what we're experiencing with the foreclosure gate. What happened was that the COMEX and the LBMA in London are two futures exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all sorts of commodities on them. That includes gold and silver. And what has been going on is that the market makers have been selling contracts for the future on gold and silver to people who would want to buy them. And the historical experience has been that less than 1% would ask for actual delivery of the gold and silver. Now, what's going to happen in the future is that their leverage is such that it's absolutely enormous. 45-1 is what I and other experts estimate that it's at, which is outrageous. It's just like the foreclosure gate and the banks being 70-1. They have been using derivatives to cover their position.
Okay. Hey, Bob, unfortunately, I'm going to have to interrupt you here. We got to take a break. Folks, if you'd like to call in, by the way, it's 800-313-9443, and we'll continue this on the other side of the break. This is just fascinating to me, you know, the incredible fraud that is wrought throughout the whole system. It's just rotten to the core. We'll be back here in a moment, folks. Stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, we got a short segment this time, and the next segment will be longer. We're visiting with Bob Chetman of the International Forecaster here on Govern America, and his website, once again, is intforecaster.com. He puts out a newsletter twice a week, and we'll get into that a little bit more later on. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and I ask that you not wait until we're about to go off the air and stack up a bunch of phone calls. That seems to be the pattern here. But anyway, Bob, just before the break, you were going to let us in on a little secret here, something you expected to happen in the near future about these commercial exchanges, and it contained gold and silver, among other things. Please continue.
And so what they have done on these two exchanges, the COMEX and the LBMA in London, is that they have purchase derivatives to purchase gold and silver bullion if they get called to have to deliver. And I think what's going to happen is that more and more people are going to call for delivery. And the people who wrote the deliveries, the derivatives, are running what they call naked. They don't have any backing. They haven't bought any gold or silver, and nor do they intend to. Mm-hmm. And they figure, well, if we get called, we'll go out and buy it. Well, they may go out and buy it and pay more and take a loss, because gold and silver have been moving up. And at the same time, they may not be able to get it at all. And that would cause what they call a force majeure. And what that is we can't deliver in English.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what's going to happen here is that they're not going to be able to deliver, and the derivative people may very well go under. And if they go under, it could start a chain reaction, which could deeply affect the derivative market, which is $1.5 quadrillion. Quadrillion comes after trillion. And so there's obviously there's gazillions of these things out there that are naked. I mean, there's no backing. It's like a large gambling casino, and you're hoping that you win. You don't get called, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens, it's not only going to affect those two exchanges and those people who are long contracts on those exchanges in gold and silver, but it's also going to affect GLD and SLV, which are the gold and silver exchange-traded funds. And they're telling people that they own the gold and silver when, in fact, they don't. Now, how much gold and silver they actually have, we don't know, because we can't get an audit on what they physically have. They can get an audit, but we can't. We can't get an independent audit. So with that said, they could fall into disrepair as well. And we're talking in the trillions of dollars. So that's hanging down the line, and sooner or later, that's going to happen as well. The higher the gold and silver go, the more pressure is on that market. But returning back to the foreclosure mess, the banks, to start off with, the big ones are broke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what TARP and all those other programs are all about. The Fed created money out of thin air, and they lent it to these banks, and you love the way they rented it to them. Prefacing this, the Fed Reserve doesn't make money. They cover their expenses, and any profits that they make go to the U.S. Treasury. So that means that any arrangements that they make that are unprofitable to the public as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done is lend money to the banks, zero interest.
Mm-hmm.
The banks then lend the money back to the Fed at 2.5%. Now, all the interest that's paid to the banks, who really shouldn't be receiving interest on money that really doesn't exist except as a bookkeeping entry in a computer, those are the profits that would have went to defray the debt of the U.S. Treasury or the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the sort of thing that's going on. Another thing is that the Fed dispensed $13.4 trillion about 2 years ago, and they refuse to tell anybody where it went. And they say it's a state secret. The federal court judge in New York said, no, it's not a state secret. You got to tell them. They appealed to the appeal division, and they said the same thing. Now, what the Fed's going to have to do is tell the people who they gave the money to, or they're going to have to appeal to the Supreme Court. And I, as a layperson, don't think the Supreme Court will take the case. I think they're going to have to tell the public before next June. And so that's the way that stands. But it shows you the precarious position that the banking industry in Western Europe, England, and the United States is at. It's broke for all
mm-hmm.
intents and purposes. And that enters into the problem which has been caused by this mortgage fiasco. And the whole thing's going to come unglued. Now, what Washington will try to do, I believe, is they'll say, oh, the Federal Reserve will take care of that. The banks are offside here, maybe $1 trillion. Well, we'll just lend it to them. That's what they're going to try to do. And I don't think they're going to get away with it, because there's a lot of new people coming into Congress. And they may not be the sharpest tacks in the box, but they do know what's going on because of talk radio and because of the internet. We're killing them.
Yeah. Hey, hold
literally.
It right there. We got the bottom of the hour break, Bob. Folks, the number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. And we're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, intforecaster.com. We'll be back here in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Well, we just suddenly had the phones just light up here, Bob. I want to go to the phone lines, and folks, the number is 800-313-9443. Let's go to Janan in Texas. Janan, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Good morning, Darren and Mr. Chapman. I have just a couple of brief comments. When Mr. Chapman said that this affects all mortgages, it occurred to me that though I bought my house 10 years ago and it was a pre-owned home, I maybe do not have clear title and I maybe cannot sell it with a clear title, and so maybe I can't sell it at all. And then another thing, I think that we should warn people who are in the market for a home,
yes,
maybe not to buy a foreclosed home, and maybe to be sure to get clear title when they're buying any home. And another thing I would mention is that people who maybe are about to be evicted or foreclosed upon by their justice of the peace in their local areas, maybe they should stay put, stay in possession, keep staying and living in that house.
Challenge it.
Say, you show me you have the right to foreclose. You show me you have the right to evict me. And whatever you do, do not vacate. And that's just something I wanted to say. But the question I had for Mr. Chapman was, wouldn't the state of Texas have to have some kind of I don't know, class action suit or some kind of Texas Supreme Court case that would come up with a policy on this mortgage fraud situation for the state of Texas, or does each individual person have to challenge it by hiring a lawyer and filing a suit individually? And I'll just hang up and listen off the air. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, it's a terrific question, and it's what I was talking about and alluding to earlier. And the answer is it's all been taken out of your hands. And the 50 states, attorney generals, have all banded together, and each one is taking a different part of the problem, and they have their investigators investigating all over the country. And
wow,
they are going to collectively decide what's to be done, and they are not going to force you to legally defend yourself. Now, they may find that 60%, I'm guessing, of all the mortgages, even the ones that are 10 years old, nobody knows where they are. Now, can we have a situation where everybody stops paying their mortgage? I don't think so. I think it'd bring the whole system down. That means they'd have to sit down and figure out where all the trails, I should say, of these purchases are, and the notes themselves, or deeds themselves. And it's going to take years. And so what's going to happen, no matter which way you go on this thing, is that real estate is going to be essentially illiquid for years unless you can produce a title. Like my daughter's a good example. She has a title. She can sell that house. If she wants to move from Florida, where she is, to Montana, well, she can sell her house and buy one with a clear deed in Montana. But there's not going to be a lot of them like that. About 43 to 45% of the homes in America are owned, and supposedly they have deeds in their hands, so to speak. So we'll assume that they do. Those homes are saleable. But all the other ones, I don't think they are. And that means the values are going to come down. You've got a frozen asset. If you move away from where you are, you lose the possibility of title. I mean, the ramifications are unbelievable. And all the banks will go under, the big ones that are in this game, so to speak. And a lot of people are going to go to jail, but you can bet your bottom dollar that the people in Washington are going to make sure that the presidents and VPs and CFOs of these banks do not go to prison, and they'll blame some rinky-dinky little people who did something that they shouldn't have done, and they'll spend 6 months.
It's what you call scapegoating.
What's that?
Somebody's going to be scapegoated in this mess.
Exactly. And so this is the way it's going. And, of course, this is going to make the stock market go down. It's going to put tremendous pressure in the bond market, which is about 50 times bigger than the stock market. And it's really going to cause major problems. And if the whole thing goes down in totality, what will happen is the whole financial system will go down.
This is just amazing.
Worldwide, I'm talking about.
Right. You know, I don't think you've ever dream that you would ever witness this in your 75 years, something so just colossal. I don't know. The only word that comes to mind is amazing. I shake my head at this, and it's just unbelievable. You use the word unbelievable. That's the only word that comes to mind.
It's so brash, so arrogant, and so criminal, uncaring, and that's because these people who run the banks are part of the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
These people, they own the judges, they own most everybody in Congress, and that's what I've been bleating about, to throw everybody out of office who's in office, with the exception of a few people. We don't need them in there because they're on the take.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
so this coterie of people that run these banks and brokerage houses and insurance companies, transnational conglomerates, pharmaceutical giants, they're all involved in this. Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger Group, Royal Institute, and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
They did this deliberately. They're not stupid. They knew exactly what they were doing. They're trying to take the system down.
Yeah. Order ad KO. You know, order out of chaos.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, good morning.
Hi, Bob and Darryl. Darren. When Bob was describing the securitization of the mortgages and how the securitizers tried to distribute the risk, that sounded exactly like the strategy that I'd read in a paper that was written by a guy named Alain Enthoven, having to do with how they, it's called managed competition, and how they plan to basically bundle and distribute the risk of people's medical records for distribution among the health insurers, you know, to distribute the risk.
Incidentally, you're right. And, you know, it goes one step further. I didn't read the book, and I don't know how far he goes, but the process is to lead to the nationalization of a national monopoly. We only have X amount of insurers, and they guarantee a certain profit, and they get all the business. And the
yeah.
same thing is true in banking, and they'll do it with the oil companies. Any large situation in the United States like that, and what that's called is corporatist fascism. This is exactly what Mussolini dreamed up. It's an extension of communism. Mussolini was a communist before he was a fascist. And you read his works, you'll see it. And also, what Adolf Hitler and his regime did in Germany. This is exactly the same. What do you think that this Medical Reform Act was all about? Exactly what you're talking about. And to go one step further, what do you think that the financial regulation was all about? The same thing. The Federal Reserve will become the dominant financial power in America, and everybody will take orders from them.
Yeah, and you know what enabled all of it? What it made me think is I just wrote something about the environmentalists and a Project 88 that was done by the people at Harvard. Again, it's always people from Harvard who have done these things, but it was market-based strategies for environmentalism. And what all of this is about is because of the internet, you can have a virtual market where you trade tangible assets virtually. And the way that computer systems work, it causes aggregation and consolidation, which is why you're getting all of these monopolies. The biggest guy is always going to win. And so when you have a virtual, you see, inside corporations, you're working with all trusted entities working towards the same goal. But when you have a public computer system, which is precisely what the internet is, you have lots of crooks. So you're trading tangible assets in an environment where there are lots of crooks as well as honest people, but it's the honest people who always gets taken. So
but you know, it's even bigger than crooks. Being crooks is only a part of it.
Yeah,
these people want world government.
Yeah,
and this
right.
is what this is all about.
Right. So what we have is an eBay world, eBay economy, and everybody's going to be stripped of their assets ultimately.
Well, that's what they'd like to think, and that's why I'm on the air, and Darren is too, and that's why we're talking about it, and you're talking about it with us, and you're helping to spread the word and the intelligence that we have, that we're able to tell the people very simply what is being done to them, who's doing it, and why they're doing it. I mean, there's very few people who step off the edge and do this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, I'm on with John Stadmiller every week, and Dr. Stan, and Alex Jones, and many other radio personalities. I go on their shows rather than have my own. That way it's easier for me, and I can get out to more people. But the point is, what you're bringing up here is so, so important. It's the agglomeration of power. And yes, they're crooks, and believe me, they certainly are. I spent 28 years on Wall Street. And if you go one step further, the crookedness is not a factor anymore. It's the power that has brought them to be able to institute this mad, absolutely mad dream of world government.
Yeah, oh, you're so right. Yeah. And I appreciate so much what you do, and the reason I do what I do is because I understand the systems. And you know, you bring the financial part. Darren has his program, and it's hopefully, you know, we'll be able to put a stop to these people, I hope.
You know, there's two things that I'd like to say here. Number one, when I was in the ninth grade, I was accepted to Harvard. And when I got out of high school, I refused. I went to Northeastern, sort of like the people's school. It's the largest private university in the country. And they have both day classes, you know, university as well as night. But and the second thing is there's a lot of people talking about this who and they're supposed to be expert, and they're not. They don't have any financial background. Sure, they went to college, but so did millions of other people. And they're telling people this, that, and the other thing about things financial, and they shouldn't be doing that. And it's causing a lot of misstatements, misinterpretation, bad conclusions, sensationalism, and I'm very much against that. We've got to deal with the cold, hard facts. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you I'm wrong. These people don't do that. They slink off.
Yeah, and then come back later somewhere else.
Yeah, to build up their subscribership or whatever they're trying to do out there to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's.
Okay.
Sorry, we're going to have to move on, Vicki. We got calls stacked up here. I'm sorry, folks. Well, let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, go right ahead.
Good morning, Darren. Bob, it's just not a conglomeration of power. They have to have a conglomeration of data. Our counties have been in the crosshairs for years. What they did through this MERS program is they did away with the somewhat secrecy of the county government. The county clerk is no longer going to be responsible for your deed to your property. It's going to be federal. That's how they're killing us. That's why I think this MERS is going to have to be legitimized sooner or later.
You know what? I heard.
Well, the problem is, does MERS know where anything is?
There is a data trail to it. I mean, they've got it somewhere, you know, where they were swapping houses left and right. But the reason they did it, it wasn't because they didn't want to pay a $16 filing fee with the county clerk. No. It's data collection. If they want to push this Agenda 21 to the residential level in full force, they've got to have the data at the federal level. Our counties, they've done away with a lot of the county power just through regionalization. Regionalization, which just is another step toward federalization.
Yeah, that's right. It is federalization.
That's what I'm trying to say, is they're trying to totally neuter our county governments. The counties is what's being attacked, and they've been attacked for years. God bless
you're
you.
You're absolutely right. You know, there was a directive in 1965 to this effect. It was called 666, and it was the regionalization of the country away from individual and sovereign states and counties and cities and towns and so on, and being gathered into a regional group. And this book's on the subject. I don't happen to have them anymore, but I did. And they wanted to do that as a precursor to the total federalization of the country and the elimination of those units that we just discussed. And you explained to us at the county level how they've been trying to drill the county and its responsibilities and have them taken over eventually by the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very, very good point, because quite frankly, I never looked at it that way, and I'm not involved in county government, never have been. And so I kind of missed that. So I'm very, very happy that you brought this up, because I didn't realize that, you know, in my state of mind in relation to the subject. And I'm sure most everybody out there didn't know what you just told them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing here. And that kind of input is wonderful, just like the young lady who was on with us just a few minutes ago.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Bob, we got a break coming up. After the break, I want to knock out last two callers, Rob in Minnesota and Mark in Michigan. Hang on, guys. We'll take you after the break as quickly as possible. Time slipped by very quickly. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Don't go away. Final segment straight ahead.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Bob, real quickly, before we go to the phones again, tell the folks about your newsletter.
The International Forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. If you'd like a free introductory copy, you'd go to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or www.intforecaster.com. intforecaster.com. If you have a question, and we answer everyone and make sure it's an important question, That address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. And, of course, you can always get a hold of RBN, and they will arrange for you to get a free copy as well.
All right, very good. Let's go to Rob in Minnesota. Rob, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Darren. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have to agree with Bob. Hi, Bob. That last caller with his the you know what this MERS is all about just kind of really hit home. I had just read your book for the first time this past week. Not your book, but the one you've recommended, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And in there, he talks about Nixon appointing or setting up the Regional Governors Commission. And I find it interesting that, you know, the carry-through with, you know, Obama, now I believe he's appointed those governors for those regional governors.
He has. You're right. You're absolutely right. And it's too bad I lost those books on that subject. But, you know, I've moved so many times, like 45 times in the last 47 years. And so
there's actually an excellent book on the subject on the sweetliberty.org website. In the regionalism section there, it's by Phoebe Courtney.
That's the book.
Okay, that's online at sweetliberty.org. Anybody can go there, and it's called Beware Metro Regional Government.
That's it.
It's an excellent book. You can read it for free.
Thanks for the tip. Say, Bob, I just came from Newt Gingrich was in town, and so I just he got here at 8 o'clock this morning. So I just came back home and tuned into your show. And something is with Lindsay Williams this past week coming out and talking about how oil is going to go through the roof again. It reminded me back to the time I had called you and Robbie and John Stadtmiller. And talked about going out and talking with Norm Coleman, who was running against Al Franken at the time, and asking him if he wanted to buy, at the time gasoline was $4 a gallon, and so I asked him, you know, if he wanted to buy gas for a quarter a gallon and produced a silver dollar. Anyway, that, you know, story goes around quite a bit, and but it's got me reflecting, you know, kind of now.
We're going to have to wrap this up quick because we've got one more call I want to squeeze in here.
Okay, it's, you know, I'm seeing that, you know, after these elections take place, that, you know, we're going to start seeing $5-6 a gallon. Silver will be at $20 to $25 an ounce. And so a quarter of that is going to put silver at, gasoline at $5 or $6 a gallon. So I think this will kind of have the same disheartening effect on the Republicans, who are probably going to take a swing
right.
This election.
Appreciate the call there, Rob. Real quickly, Mark from Michigan, do you got anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, Bob, I'll make it quick. On the COMEX and the LBMA, do you suppose that there are entities now that have bought up thousands of contracts with the express intention of taking delivery to bring the system down with the banking system at the same time? And I'll hang up.
That is possible. It's probable. I don't know that anybody is doing that. But it would be a way to bring it down if they chose to do so.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks for all the callers. And thank you, Bob, for being with us. We are flat out of time. Folks, Phil Pozderek is up next on the network. Stay tuned for him. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks.
Gold. The next.